Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Here in the 21st century, we are witnessing an attempt at the greatest contraction of voting rights since the end of Reconstruction and the beginning of Jim Crow.
At a Senate committee markup of the For the People Act, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer criticized efforts to restrict access to voting in red states as a response to unproven claims of election fraud during the 2020 election. Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell argued the bill creates federal mandates for problems that don't exist.
None of the shifting, made-up rationales for this sweeping set of changes hold any water at all. The Democratic Party, on its own, wants to rewrite the ground rules of American politics for their benefit.
The committee deadlocked on advancing the bill, but Democrats are strategizing how to bring it to the Senate floor by August. In the House, Republican leaders are expected to oust Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney today due to her outspoken criticism of former President Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Meanwhile, more than 100 Republicans are expected to release a letter threatening to form a third party if the GOP doesn't comply with changing the direction of the party away from Trump. Democrats reintroduced legislation to ban ghost guns, which can be legally built at home using unmarked parts. Baltimore Police Commissioner Michael Harrison spoke at a Senate Judiciary hearing.
A criminal can go online and purchase the parts to create a fully functional firearm with only a few clicks of a mouse. For criminals and those involved in illicit activity, a ghost gun is attractive because it's difficult, if not impossible, to trace.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz argued lawmakers should instead focus on the increased gun violence in U.S. cities.
Here we are having a congressional hearing pretending that so-called ghost guns are a major issue. They aren't. And I look forward to the next hearing of this subcommittee on Civil War replica cannons and how dangerous those are as well.
A proposed Justice Department rule would expand the definition of a firearm to include weapons that can be assembled at home. Fuel outages are being reported after a ransomware attack that shut down the Colonial Pipeline, which supplies nearly half the diesel fuel and gasoline to the East Coast. The White House is coordinating a federal response to secure energy supply chains. Director of the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, Brandon Wales, said his agency learned of the hack from the FBI, not Colonial.
Right now, we are waiting for additional technical information on exactly what happened at Colonial so that we can use that information to potentially protect other potential victims down the road.
And Vice President Kamala Harris met with the members of the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus to discuss the reported rise in hate crimes.
To every Asian American, every Native Hawaiian, every Pacific Islander, our administration sees you, cares about you, and you will never be alone.
Harris thanked caucus leaders for passing the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act that President Biden is expected to sign. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.